proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Some of you may know that IBJM publishes a quarterly magazine called The Everlasting Nation. If you do not receive this magazine, I encourage you to contact us here at IBJM to subscribe or obtain a sample copy. Recently, one issue of the magazine dealt with the important topic of the rise of anti-Semitism. Today, I want to share with you one of these articles which was written by IBJM's founder, Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse. Let's now discuss the indestructible Jew. Without question, the Jews are the miracle of the age. Even though they may have suffered many persecutions through the centuries, they still exist. Their small nation stands today firmly planted in its ancient homeland, the land of Israel. The great wonder of our time is a tiny nation in the Middle East named Israel, a miracle nation reborn after thousands of years, just as the prophets predicted. Yet the devil has made the Jews the object of his most fiendish attacks because the eternal purposes of the living God are interwoven with the fate of the Jewish people. Tracing the character and collapse of nations, we find in place of the pomp, glory, and majesty of the Egyptians, Assyrians, Babylonians, and empires, only ruins and desolation deposited in heaps upon the plains of their ancient world. Their bones lie bleaching in the sunlight of history. However, the Jewish people, though persecuted, tortured, and forced to disperse throughout the world, have successfully maintained their identity. No other nation has ever been adopted by the God of the universe as his peculiar people, except the Jews. No people have been given salvation unto the world but the Jews through Jesus the Messiah. Jesus said to the woman at the well in Sychar that salvation is of the Jews. Only Israel, of all the sons of mankind, gave her flesh to the Son of God. The horrible, unchristian plague of anti-Semitism has spread to all corners of the globe. It is sapping the strength of civilization and poisoning the minds of millions. Occasionally, even a so-called Bible believer falls into its subtle clutches. However, it is important to see that our spiritual blessings have come to us through the Jewish people. To them, we owe a great debt of gratitude for the Bible and the Savior himself. True, the Jewish people have not acknowledged him as their Messiah, but God has not cast away his people which he foreknew, according to Romans 11, verse 2. We see that he has promised to graft them in again. The Bible says in Romans 11, 5, even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Later on in the chapter, we're reminded that one day, all Israel will be saved. That's God's promise. We must, therefore, be extremely careful about how we treat these chosen people. They are the apple of God's eye. In Exodus 19, verse 5, God calls Israel his peculiar treasure. Out of his great love, he chose them as a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. God's word tells us in Genesis 12:3, I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. Through the centuries, these scriptures have been fulfilled. God, despite Israel's sin and unbelief, loves them with an everlasting love, and will not cast off all the seed of Israel for all they have done, saith the Lord. History holds many solemn warnings to any who would attempt to persecute the Jews. No weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, reminded us in Isaiah 54. Yes, the Jews have stood by the grave of every oppressor, whether it be Pharaoh, Haman, Herod, or even Hitler. It is evident that God has and will preserve Israel. So what can you as a believer do? You can pray, you can give, and of course you can go. Romans 10, verses 14 and 15 read, how shall they, the Jews, call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Jewish hearts are waiting for the truth of their promised Messiah. Time is running out to reach Jewish souls. Will you join us in this worldwide missionary endeavor to claim the blessing of Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3, and be a blessing to the Jewish people? Thank you for tuning into this program as we have discussed the important subject of the indestructible Jew. Again, this was from an article recently published in IBJM's quarterly magazine, The Everlasting Nation. If you'd like to obtain your copy of the magazine or to hear this program again, simply visit us at ibjm.org.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.